Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to day 27 of In His Steps. Today's title is Seeking His Presence. Rick Warren said, "The most common mistake Christians make in worship today is seeking an experience rather than seeking God." Our text today is Matthew 15, 26 through 27. And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Worshiping God starts with being in His presence. Therefore, the foundational element of worship is being intentional about seeking His presence. Worship is a response to having a personal encounter with Jesus. Remember this statement: no revelation, no response. If God doesn't reveal Himself to us, we may be simply worshiping worship or mustering up feelings. But when God shows up, the automatic response is to fall down on our knees and praise Him. When an earthly king enters the room, servants bow. It's the unquestionable proof of his worthiness for his position. When the King of Kings reveals Himself, worship is the undeniable response to His worth as a person and in His position. The question for consideration is how God reveals Himself. Well, for starters, He reveals Himself through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, and through prayer. Additionally, God reveals Himself through confession, obedience to His commandments, creation, other Christians, and through His names. There are many ways God reveals Himself, but we will miss Him if we are not intentionally seeking His presence. The Canaanite woman in Matthew 15 is urgently and intentionally seeking a meeting with Jesus. Her daughter is demon-possessed, and Jesus is her only hope for deliverance. Here, persistence and desperation are great examples of not allowing anything to keep her from entering His presence. Robert Mounts clarifies the conversation between the Canaanite woman and Jesus. Jesus continues to withhold help. He answers that it is not appropriate to take bread that belongs to the children and toss it to their dogs. This is a proverbial statement by which Jesus is pointing out no more than that His mission is directed to His own people. Dog was a common Jewish term for Gentiles based on their making no distinction between clean and unclean foods. It's not necessarily a derogatory term. This particular word was used to refer to house dogs or little puppies. Barclay reminds us that the tone in which something is said and the look that accompanies it make all the difference. We can be quite sure that the smile on Jesus' face and the compassion in His eyes robbed the words of all insult and bitterness. The woman's retort is direct and to the point, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." I am not asking for what belongs to others. I am simply asking to be treated like the little house dogs that get to eat whatever falls on the floor. What remarkable faith, Jesus responds. You will receive what you ask for. From that very hour, the demon-possessed daughter was healed. The woman's persistence and her strong confidence in Jesus' ability to cure her daughter led to a miraculous healing. Indomitable persistence, springing from an unconquerable hope, Barclay calls it. Consider everything the Canaanite woman did to keep on seeking Jesus. There are several times she could have easily been offended and just walked away. But her love for her daughter and her hope in Jesus' power overrode any chance she would leave His presence without an answer. What if distractions, waiting, and hopelessness are just tests to see what kind of passion we have as we seek Him? The prophet Jeremiah recorded these words from God: You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. Jeremiah 29:13-14. Consider these questions. What would happen in your personal worship of Jesus if you sought him daily with the same persistence as the Canaanite woman? What are the dangers of trying to worship without a realization of who Jesus is and a remembrance of all that he has done? What are your thoughts on Barclay's quote, "Indomitable persistence springs from unconquerable hope"? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.